You know, I can't feel anything on this side. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Give the Lord a clap, church. Praise God. Welcome to the house of the Lord, all of you. Welcome to the house of the Lord.
Amen.
And welcome all of you joining us right now online. My name is Pastor Teddy Santos from Baltimore Christian Faith Center in Randallstown, Maryland. It is a blessing to share the word of the Lord with you this evening. We had a very, very blessed service this morning. It was amazing. It was, for the first time, a tele-preaching. For the first time, we hosted someone digitally, and the Lord did a great and mighty thing here in our midst. Amen. For the honor and glory of His name, yes, we bless His holy name. And it's always something wonderful when we come to the house of God. Always. You know, at least to this house, you know, there's always something to be had from the throne room of God. Always. And we bless the name of the Lord forever for all that He does for us. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I would like to get started right away in the word of the Lord this evening. And before we do, we start out with a word of prayer. So let's pray. Lord, we bless your holy name. Lord, we exalt you. Once again, Lord, thank you for this wonderful and beautiful day that you have blessed us with. We thank you, Lord, so very much for all, Lord, that you do for us. We thank you, Lord, for your love and your grace and compassion towards us, Lord, your people. And I pray, Lord, this evening, that as your word goes forth, that you will open up our understanding, our comprehension of the word of God. And may all the hearers of this word receive this word, Lord, in their hearts. And may the Holy Spirit minister to us individually, on a one-on-one basis, Lord. May your Holy Spirit have his way in our lives. Lord, we love you, and we shall always love you. And it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Have we brought our Bibles this evening?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Amen. Please turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. 1 Corinthians 11. We're going to start this evening at 1 Corinthians 11. Thank you. Thank you very much. First Corinthians 11, and we're going to start in verse 1. And I'm ready for that, please. The word of the Lord says, "Imitate me, just as I also imitate Christ." Amen? Amen. When you read this verse, do you ever question, say, the nature of this verse? Do you know who is speaking right now? It's very easy, very simple. That is the Apostle Paul. So, a man, just like how you and I, right, are people, a regular man, a person, is saying right now for you to imitate, in this particular case, a him. He is saying right now, imitate me. Do the things I do, be just like how I am, just as I also imitate my boss, my king, whom I serve. And have you ever stopped and questioned, well, wow, that's quite something to say. Would you ever want to imitate or be just like another person? Especially dealing with your faith? People are so quick to say, well, he is not perfect. Only God is perfect. And they make mistakes just like how I make mistakes. And all these things and these thoughts come to mind. But yet here, in God's Word, this Word that was inspired by the Holy Spirit, the Word of the Lord right now is telling us to imitate a man, a person, just as that particular individual imitates God. You see, the principle right now that's being outlined through the Apostle Paul is his response to the question of eating things that has been offered in pagan sacrifice right now. But something that overcasts all of this, and this is the key here, something that overlooks all of this is the application of the command for us to love God and also love our neighbor, to love our fellow man. And I'm getting ready to explain much further here. You see, in the basis of all that we do, and everything that we do on a daily basis, our behavior should always be to bring glory and honor to God. Do we understand that? Every single thing that we do, from the smallest things to the greatest things, all that we do must bring glory to God. Let's stop and think about that for just a moment. Did you know that your behavior could build up the church of the Lord by leading others to receive the Lord Jesus in their hearts? Think about it this way. Your simple act, it could be, let me just think of a few. It could be the way that you're very non-confrontational. It could be the way that you handle stress. It could just be the way that you smile towards everyone. You might be the peacemaker. Your behavior, the way that you are, in conjunction with you always wanting to please God and bring glory to Him, that soul behavior is able to win souls to the Lord. Just that alone. You can go even further and say, let's just say, feeding the hungry, giving alms, doing kind things to others, going out of your way, visitations, and all these things in between. All that we do glorifies God, and it also builds His church. And it leads to new births. It leads to new converts. Let me show you right now, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 33. Just as I also please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. You see, the word of the Lord here says, just as I, Paul, everything that I do is to put a smile in your face. It's for you to be happy. It's for me not to offend you. It's for me to defuse the situation. And then he says, not for my own glory, not for my own profit. I recently heard meaning within a month or so, I heard a preaching of a powerful man of God who, on his spare time, on his leisure time, what he likes to do is go and feed the hungry. When he's not able to do that, he looks for all the people that he's able to give a financial donation to whom cannot pay him back. Like, that is the stipulation. Sometimes you might have a conversation with the pastor of the church that he might be visiting. He might have that conversation. Whomever cannot pay me back, those are whom I'm going to support. Those are whom I'm going to, you know. And here Paul says, not seeking my own profit, meaning I am not doing this to receive something in return at all, but the profit of many that they may know God, have an experience with the Lord. This is a behavior that we should all adopt. Amen? And probably few men have ever lived so unselfishly for others as we read right now of the Apostle Paul. So very few men. The Word of the Lord says that a Christian behavior should glorify the Lord, and in turn it builds up the body of Christ and others to maturity in the process of salvation. And Christians should always avoid behavior that would cause others to stumble. Always. We should always act in ways that will glorify the Lord, as I just mentioned. And here, the Apostle Paul gives us some examples. And he starts out with the Jews. Starting in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 20, let me show you this. And to the Jews, I became as a Jew, that I might win Jews. To those who are under the law, as under the law, that I might win those who are under the law. Now things all of a sudden just took a slight turn, right? We started talking about our behavior and all that we do glorifying the Lord, but now that changes. Now things just took a slight turn. Paul is saying right now that he has become like someone else so he could win that someone else. Have you ever stopped and thought about this verse? What are some examples that come to mind right now, off the top of your head, whom you could become to win a group of people? Any volunteers? Yes.
Yeah, you grew up in a certain culture, you knew that culture, the Lord has saved you, you change, but you know how to present yourself in that culture to help.
A culture. So the brother said right now, if you grew up in a culture and you know how that culture operates, you will become like them so you could identify as one of them. Very well put. I guess, for example, if you grew up in an Indian community and the Indian people, they dress very colorfully. And they wear all those things, you know, those dresses and whatnot, and they have the things going around and whatnot. Yes, I like it very much. Any other takers? You would become like your relatives? Okay. Well, the Word of the Lord right now is saying for us to become. Here Paul says, And to the Jews, I became as a Jew, that I might win the Jews. And then he says, to those under the law, as those under the law, so I can win them. Which refers to, I am this way, but now I am changing to identify as with a different group of people. So he could win souls for the Lord. Do you understand? Okay. Okay. Yes. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Speak their language.
Yeah. There we go.
If you are over here, speak a language that is important to the people that you are.
That is an excellent suggestion. You speak their foreign language, if you could speak their language. That's actually a very good suggestion right there. Even if you are here in America, that's right. You know, when we can speak someone's foreign language, you know how many barriers we overcome? Instead of them adapting to the English language here, we speak their foreign language, all of a sudden people just let their hair down. All of a sudden they open up. There's now a new type of smile in their face. All of a sudden, because you are able to communicate with them in their own language. Now all of a sudden you have become like one of them. You are now accepted because there is a special connection right then and there. So basically right now when I read this verse, I think that I am going on a covert mission. Undercover. It's like they have no idea that I'm coming up until it's too late and they're giving their lives to Jesus. Right? All of a sudden, I am becoming just like someone else that I originally am not, so that way I can win them. This is a particular type of behavior. But then, here he mentions the Jews, but then he mentions, let's just say, the Greeks, who are considered Gentiles, opposed to Jewish people, on the very next verse. May I have verse 21, please? And it says, to those who are without law, as without law. And then he specifies it. He re-explains himself. He said, not being without law towards God, but under law toward Christ, that I might win those who are without law. And it's very important that he re-explained the situation because, you know, we don't exactly want to turn out or make ourselves be something that we're not supposed to, otherwise outlaws, right? We're not going to become a bank robber so we could win the bank robbers, right? We're not going to become drug dealers all of a sudden to win the drug dealers. It doesn't work that way, right? I mean, you could think of so many situations right now. We're going to keep things a little clean here. We don't need to become like one of them because we serve the Lord. But there is a way that we can do things, that we can carry ourselves. There is a way that we can present ourselves that will always touch the life of someone. Someone who you are not. But you are trying for them to be saved just like how you are. Because you imitate Christ. Because you are just like the Lord Jesus. You have the Holy Spirit in you. Amen? You see, the Apostle Paul did not suggest that he was advancing right now liberalism. The Apostle Paul was still under the authority of the Lord. However, not through Old Testament laws. He was responsible to the Lord. And he was also enabled by the Holy Spirit of God to fulfill the law of love. Opposite of lawlessness. Because lawlessness dries out love. And this is the key thing here. All these things that we are doing, all these works and all these actions must stem out of love. Because if that simple and plain element is missing out of the equation, everything is going to be a bust. You see, the Lord's law, God's, Christ's law, was first and foremost to love the Lord with all of your heart and then also to love man. The law which the Apostle Paul obeyed down to the T. Amen? And this is what we must extract from all of this. 1 Corinthians 10, starting in verse 31 through 33. It says this. Therefore, whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Give no offense, either to the Jews or to the Gentiles or to the church of God. Just as I also please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
All that we do ought to be for the honor and glory of God. And the one who perfectly exemplified love to God the Father and also to mankind was our Lord Jesus Christ. Hence why Paul says, imitate me just as I imitate the Lord Jesus, just as I imitate Christ. God showed us the way, exactly how to do things. Everything that he did was because of love. May I have real quick Romans chapter 15, verse 3. For even Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproach you fell on me. You see, the Lord gave us the example. He gave us the formula. He lived to please God the Father and not himself. And do you know where he got this scripture from? Where this scripture came from, I should say. It came from Psalms chapter 69, verse 9. That says exactly that. Let me have that verse real quick, please. Psalms chapter 69, verse 9 will reflect what we just finished reading in Romans 15 that says, because zeal for your house has eaten me up, and the reproaches of those who reproach you have fallen on me. Just as Romans 15. This means that the Lord was so completely taken up with God's honor that when men insulted the Lord, God, he took it very personally, almost just about as an insult to himself. This was his behavior. And so, God is the example right now. The Lord Jesus, I should say, is the example of all of us to follow, to have that zeal, to have that willingness to please the Lord, to have love for all men, and nothing else. And I would like to close out this evening with Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8. Philippians 2, starting in verse 5, says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of the bondservant, and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Do we know what we see here? Just as Paul made himself as a Jew to win the Jews, just as he made himself all these different ways to win those who were unsaved, God made himself just like us so he can die on the cross and save us. And he did all of this because he loved us. And this is why I say, all that we do should be for the honor and glory of God. And it should be because we love him and that we also love our fellow man. Amen?
Amen.
So therefore, Let us imitate Christ. And this is the title for this evening's message. Imitate Christ. Let us be just like Him. God made Himself, Jesus made Himself just like you and me, born in the flesh. And He did all things out of love and even died on the cross because He loved us so we can have salvation, so we can have our healing, so we can have power through His name. Amen?
Amen.
And let us in turn show love to our fellow man just as much as we love God. Praise the Lord. Let's conclude with a word of prayer. Lord, we love You. Lord, we praise You. Thank You, Lord, so much for coming down to earth, to turning, Lord, just like another human being, for being, Lord, a man just like how we are, and doing all that You did for us, Lord. And even dying on a cross for our salvation. So one day, Lord, we could be with You in heaven. Thank You, Lord, for all that You have done for us. And Lord, I pray that every single one of us here tonight, and every single person watching this right now online, that they would want to, Lord, imitate You and be just like You, Lord, and show the same amount of love as You have shown us. May we be, Lord, perfect imitators of You. May we be, Lord, just like You in all that we do, in every single situation, in every walks of life, in every walk of life, through ups and downs, through thick and thin, Lord. May we always be just like the Lord Jesus. May You always, Lord, stand fast in the Word. May You always, Lord, know who we are. In Christ Jesus. Lord, we love You, and we shall always love You for as long as we live. And it is in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen.